Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Good Friday, we ponder the mystery of sin as we listen to the account of the Lord's Passion and venerate the wood of his cross. Those were Pope Benedict's own words this past Wednesday on the eve of the Easter Triduum, the 3 days at the heart of the liturgical year, during which we are invited to share in the mystery of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection.
The Easter Triduum, which the Church now prepares to celebrate, invites us to share in the mystery of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection.
Good Friday is the day we commemorate the Passion of the Lord and how the Lord carried the cross in his Via Crucis. No surprise then that on the Pope's agenda on Good Friday was the celebration of the Passion of the Lord in St. Peter's Basilica, followed by the Way of the Cross at Rome's Colosseum. An act which endorses that view that the Colosseum is a sacred site where early Christians were once martyred. The Holy Father presides over the Way of the Cross there in the footsteps of another pope named Benedict, Benedict XIV, who in 1749 consecrated this very famous building to the Passion of Christ, installing there Stations of the Cross around the arena, which remained there until February 1874. But also more famously in the footsteps of his direct predecessor to the See of Peter, Blessed John Paul II, who precisely on Good Friday 1991 introduced the scriptural Way of the Cross there. A scriptural Way of the Cross with meditations this year at the Pope's wish by Cardinal Joseph Zen of Hong Kong, who has written both the commentary and prayers for the occasion. The choice of Cardinal Zen then reflects the Pope's concern for today's living martyrs, particularly in Asia and, of course, in China. So why not take a brief look at the Cardinal's exact words, which are published in a 64-page booklet released in the Vatican on March the 18th and illustrated with 20th-century Chinese Christian art from the Society of Divine Words archive, brought to Rome when the missionaries of this order were expelled from China in the middle of the last century. In the introduction of the booklet, Cardinal Zen writes, "The Pope wanted me to bring to the Colosseum the voice of those faraway sisters and brothers. He then goes on to say, clearly the central figure in this Via Dolorosa is our Lord Jesus Christ, as he is presented to us by the Gospels and the Church's tradition. But behind him, there are many people from the past and the present, including ourselves. In our prayers, the Cardinal insists, Let us be mindful of that presence of so many brothers and sisters from times past. They, probably more than ourselves, experienced in their bodies the passion of Jesus. In their flesh, Jesus was newly arrested, maligned, tortured, derided, dragged and crushed under the weight of the cross and nailed to that wood like a criminal. If you want to hear more about this way of the cross and Cardinal Zen's words, be sure to listen tomorrow at this same time. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.